Hey, stop struggling. I have you. You're safe. You're not drowning now. No, I'm not trying to kill you, Mon. I'm trying to save you. Look, there's the beach. Okay, just what the hell were you doing that deep in the ocean? You clearly can't swim very well. Idiot. Yeah, you. Just because you have an amulet that lets you breathe underwater doesn't mean that you can swim in the ocean. You are lucky you didn't get dragged out further than a riptide. You know we have dragon turtles out in this part of the ocean, right? Yeah, those things can swallow you whole. Typical adventurers. Yeah, you all do the same stupid stuff when it comes to seeking treasure. No wonder the death rate of adventurers is so high. If only you dumbass adventurers were as smart as you are cute. What? No, of course I didn't call you cute. I don't know what you're talking about. Jeez, and all you adventurers are so pervy, too. Look, I know I rescued you and all, but are you really hitting on me the moment you get the chance to? Don't act like you don't find me attractive. I bet a puny human adventurer like you is lucky to have a woman like me even around, and I even had to grab you to pull you out of the water. I believe a thanks is in order for— Hey! What are you doing? Yeah, I see you taking your clothes off. Why are you taking your clothes off right in front of me, pervert? Okay, yeah, I guess you are all wet, but have you no decency? Undressing right in front of a lady? Do they really not teach you any manners where you're from? And what do you mean by that? Just because I'm a mershawk doesn't mean I played around in skimpy clothes. Not like those slutty mermaids. Yes, they are slutty. All they do is barely cover themselves singing songs, trying to seduce men around the shores. All that's on the mind is sex most of the time. Yes. In fact, mershawks like myself are quite different. Well, first of all, I don't go around shores looking for sex all the time. I was looking for... No, of course not! I was looking for something else! What are you even looking for anyway? You were diving pretty deep. Ocean temple? You mean the temple of the ocean goddess? Yeah, of course I know it. It's not that far from my hometown, Shoal Ridge. Why would I take you there? You can't even swim well. What makes you think you could make it all the way to Shoal Ridge? Do you expect me to carry you all the way? That's exactly what you're wanting, isn't it? Look, I can't just bring anyone there, especially not some outsider. Why not? Isn't it obvious? You aren't an aquatic folk. There are plenty of different races there, but you humans aren't exactly known for being able to live under the ocean. Not without special magic, anyway. Your amulet lets you handle pressure, too? Well, that's only part of the problem. Just because your amulet lets you breathe and survive underwater doesn't mean you can get to the temple by yourself. And so what if you can see and talk? You still can't swim well. You would have just been lost at sea. Well, it's not like I can take you there myself right now. I'm not supposed to return to my hometown yet. Not until I've... Never mind. Look, it's nothing. I'm just not supposed to come home until I... Look, it's dumb. Don't worry about it. You don't need to know everything about my kind, do you? Fine. I'm not supposed to come home until I've brought a mate. Yes, dummy. My dad told me I can't come home until I've brought a mate with me or apologize. I can't just swim home without someone. And I'm certainly not gonna apologize to him either. It's just some stupid mershawk problems. He wants me to apologize for telling him I don't want to dress up for some ball. I'm clearly a warrior, and not some princess. So, he threw me out until I brought home a suitable mate. I cannot return home until I bring someone, or apologize to him. Ugh, yes, I was looking for a mate. There, I said it. You? You think that you could be my mate to bring back? You humans are so typical. You hear a monster girl wants a mate, and you practically throw yourself at us. God, you are so dumb. Yes, why would a proud Moshulk like me bring back some cute little human boy to be her mate? I didn't mean that, Flaka! Okay, and what if I think you are cute? What makes you think that you would be a good mate for me? I'm way stronger than you, not to mention a bit taller. If I were to mate with you, I would probably end up breaking you. Doubt you would enjoy it. Ugh, you pervert! What the hell do you mean you're into that? Just because I was searching the shores for a mate doesn't mean that I'll pick you. I might be seeking a mate, but it's not like I'll just take anyone. Do you even know how to swoon a woman? You think I'm pretty? Thanks. Well, of course you do. I'm a warrior dream girl top to you, aren't I? I should have known you would be in awe at my beauty. But flattery will only get you so far. I can't call someone my mate if they aren't affectionate at all. Yes, I may be a warrior, but I still need some cuddles and hugs, you know. But I know I'm intimidating to you with my sharp teeth, my muscles, and fins. Surely you don't want to cuddle with a Moshulk like me. Ah! You just put your arm around me? Do you really want to be my mate? Well, I... Well, you're the one who's looking at me with those kiss-me eyes, Baka. I don't know what you expected. It's not like I like you or anything. You are a pretty good kisser. You heard me the first time. I'm not gonna say it again. Kissing isn't all you would need to do, you know. The actual mating could be strenuous for you. I doubt you could handle it at all. I'm not kidding when I said I would most likely break you. Are you willing to accept those risks? I mean, I knew you were dumb. You did try to dive deep into the ocean without being able to swim, but you couldn't handle me at all. You would probably scream and beg for me to stop. As a warrior, I can't be mating with a man who can't even last the whole time. No, it's not a challenge. I just doubt you would be willing to go through it. I mean, what are you gonna do? Kiss me? And try to get me hot and bothered? Idiot! Baka! Hey, I didn't say stop, you know. Not that I enjoyed it that much. I just... I hope you know what you're doing this time, Moron. Get those pants off if you know what's good for you. You know, I bet you weren't even equipped enough to handle me, being a scrawny human and all. I doubt that... Oh. That... Will... That will do nicely. Just shut up and put it in me already. Oh my goddess, you're inside my pussy. No shit, it's already so wet. I couldn't wait to take it. I mean, it's because I'm a Moshulk. Of course my pussy is wet. Is it tight enough for you? Good. I'm gonna lie to you now. I can get pretty aggressive when mating, So I hope you're prepared to have some bruises. Oh my goddess. You feel great. You will. Your dick is pretty good. It feels great inside me. I bet you pictured yourself having sex with some dainty mermaid before, huh? But with me, I'm a tall, strong mer-shark. I'm an apex warrior in the ocean. I bet my muscles could milk out all of your seed, couldn't it? I'm one of the fastest swimmers in the ocean. The perfect oceanic warrior. You should know that mating with me is a privilege. That I'm giving myself to you and your wonderful, adequate cock. Are you enjoying this warrior pussy riding you? I'm sure it's the best you've ever had. Of course it is. You're damn right. You should be in pure bliss as I ride you with my strength. The muscles around my slit can constrict and grip you with every bounce. I hope I'm not bruising you too much. No, I'm not enjoying your cock that much. It's just hitting the right spot right now. I'm serious. I love it. I can't keep trying to hide it. Yes, idiot. I love your cock. I'm practically melting on it. I can hardly control how hard I'm riding you. It feels so good. I never thought a human could have a cock that's as amazing as yours, but I can't help it. Goddess, you're such a good fuck. I'm sorry if I hurt you a little late now. I just need your cock to make me come. Yes, you jerk. I mean it. I need it. Your cock is driving me crazy. Sorry, I can't help it. I'm so close. I need you to come with me and become my mate. Okay, fine. I'll apologize for earlier when I was being mean. And I'll do it. I'm sorry. Yes. But cock, come inside me. You have to come inside me and become my mate. Please, I need it. Don't make me beg for it, please. I really need you to come with me and inside me. Become my mate. Fine, please, I need you to come with me. Yes, I'm coming right now. Kiss me, darling. That was amazing. I never knew what pleasure a man could bring me before. You were absolutely worthy of being my mate, if you will accept it. Which you don't need to. I'm not gonna force your hand in the matter. You will? I mean, yes, of course you will. Why wouldn't you want to become my mate? No, I most certainly did not call you darling. That must have been the ocean. Whatever. Anyway, you just made love to me and you won't even cuddle afterwards? I already told you that I needed that. Thank you. Okay, we really need to get going if you're going to meet my parents at home. I know you aren't a strong swimmer, so if you need, you can hold on to me. I'm a strong enough swimmer for the two of us, so it'll be all good. Get your clothes back on so we can go. I won't have you meeting my parents indecently. Thank you, darling. I mean, I didn't mean to say that, Baka! Okay, fine. I did call you, darling. Is that okay with you? Good! I mean, good. Let's go ahead and go home now, darling.